South Africa is alive with possibilities. I mean, who would have imagined a former president in jail? A sitting president sleeping on cash, literally. A cabinet minister visiting a common prisoner in jail. Or even the post office operating, even when they have nothing to do.
Can you confirm that delivery performance has dropped?
Welcome to the new Sowetan Live podcast called Taking the Rams by the Horns with me, Rams Mabote. Each week, I will be taking a lighter look at very serious topics that half the time drive you up the wall. This podcast will use humor to take no prisoners, have no holy cows, and cook a whole lot of sacrificial lambs. Welcome to Taking the Rams by the Horns, a podcast that takes current affairs out of current affairs. This is a podcast in partnership with Sowetan Live. I'm your host, Rams Mabote. Breaking news. Taking the Rams by the Horns has been nominated for yet another award, the South African Podcasting Awards. The only downside is that the nomination is in the news category. I mean, have you ever? Me? News? Anyway, thanks to all of you who support this content, biggly big. Now then, I have a confession. This episode was the hardest for me. It was hard to decide on the subject, hard to script it, and definitely hard to record it. And that is why, also, this is going to be the shortest episode ever. Forgive me for being brief. So was the subject.
But it's over! It's over! South Africa are back-to-back Rugby World Cup champions. They stand alone with a full Webb Ellis Cup.
Around this time last year, South Africa was in a state of hysteria. The Springboks had won yet another World Cup. We were the champions for the fourth time. You can therefore imagine my shock and fear when I woke up on Wednesday to social media trending with the name Siya Kolisi and people saying the silver cup is broken. I choked. My heart was literally on my throat. A lot of thoughts went through my head. Why was the Webb Ellis Cup left in Siya's possession? Shouldn't this be kept at the SARU offices? How the hell did he break the cup? Was he up to his Instagram dances again when he accidentally dropped the cup? But once I had gathered myself, I knew it could not be the Webb Ellis Cup. It is not a silver cup. When it comes to what they have looted from Africa, the Europeans never fail to flaunt. The Webb Ellis Cup is a creation of pure gold. I realized this was worse than my earlier fears. Springbok captain Siya Kolisi and our Makoti Rachel had just announced they were separating. From the bottom of my heart, I'm truly sorry for this couple that was loved by many and envied by many more.
Did we just become best friends?
Did we? Yep.
Inevitably, like everyone else with data, I spent endless minutes on the socials reading your comments about this matter. Although there were snide remarks, one thing was clear. As South Africans, siyamthanda uKolisi. We truly love the man. Young and old, black and white, and those outside the GNU were heartbroken by the news.
So we don't have the capacity.
Never since the SABC sold Radio Highveld to Prime Media in 1996, has South Africa been so heartbroken? Predictably, the rumor mill has begun working non-stop and speculations are flying all over about what happened between this beloved couple. In my view, all of them are as wrong as they are nasty. Interestingly though, most if not all fingers, are pointed at Siya. Chief among the accusations is that Siya was cheating. That's ridiculous. We all know our Siya is a flanker, not a hooker. He may be a hit with many women, some of whom are known to slide into his DMs on Insta, but a hooker, he ain't. I may not personally like his hairstyle, but Siya is no loose head. There is no doubt a tight head on those broad shoulders. Even Rachel had stated unequivocally that Siya was her better half, not a fly half.
So, I mean, it's a big step for us, and we had a long road together. And Sia's speech was just incredible, and the things he said about me and stuff were just, it's beautiful.
And for you, Sia?
Just seeing family and friends come together, people that have never met each other, and my brother and sister seeing what this life is about, you know, something I never had, they can experience it so that one day they can also aim high and not aim low and think that they can have low dreams, yeah.
If ever there was a marriage on lock, it was Sia's and Rachel's. I don't believe for 1 minute that there was any side flanker in the middle causing a scrum. We may have seen him many times rough and dirty in the field of play, but I doubt Siya liked rolling in the mud and crossing the line. Those who knew Rachel said he wouldn't try. But if ever there was someone else, clearly they were a blindside flanker. None of us saw them coming.
Squire, Nyangasak Leonard Brown, Apunguka.
We may have seen Siya in poses with the likes of Jessica Mutau, but in the name of love and peace, I don't see how the Kaizer Chiefs boss would want a Ben 10. I know, like her biblical namesake, Rachel was reportedly jealous of the girls that hung around her men. She had nothing to worry about. We all know Amakosi prefer position 9. In my view, all these speculations are left-wing. Ridiculous, if you ask me. But now the racists on the right wing are having a field day hailing insults at Siya for dropping the Mefro, who worked so hard cleaning up his image and grammar.
Maybe don't say things that people can use against me.
Frankly, I think the haters and speculators must sit down. What Siya and Rachel need now are full backs. They need us to support them and give them space. Take it from me. Divorce is painful. I would not wish it on my worst wallaby. It affects the All Blacks as it does the Three Lions and the Dragons. Whatever the grounds, Ellis Park, Twickenham or Orania, it hurts. I wish Siya and Rachel peace in this trying time. They must just switch off from the noise. South Africa is alive with possibilities. I mean, who would have imagined a former president in jail, a sitting president sleeping on cash, literally, a cabinet minister visiting a common prisoner in jail, or even the post office operating even when they have nothing to do?
Can you confirm that delivery performances dropped?
Welcome to the new Sowetan Live podcast called Taking the Rams by the Horns with me, Rams Mabote. Each week, I will be taking a lighter look at very serious topics that half the time drive you up the wall. This podcast will use humor to take no prisoners, have no holy cows, and cook a whole lot of sacrificial lambs.